Welcome to show number 185 of January 28th of the calendar year 2013. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you an interesting mixture. The first hour is everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is only Chazanis. I had a lot of fun Motzei Shabbos at Congregation Anshei Shalom. And it was a pleasure seeing my good friend, Rabbi Evan Hoffman. And it was so nice to see so many other friends, Michael Reich and Dave Tantleff. And they're really doing some wonderful things there. You know, March 10th, three tenors, Bensian Miller, Moshe Shulhoff, and Yaakov Lemmer, Yankee Lemmer. There, and I welcome some new listeners. I think there's a few people who might be tuning in from my comedy presentation. And then Sunday morning, I was at the Sons of Israel in Manalapan and had the pleasure of meeting some other new friends and some old friends, Ruby and Joe, and a lot of fun. Yeah, I've been doing a presentation of Jewish comedy for about 30, 35 years at various Jewish organizations and temples and what have you. It's a combination of playing some of the great recordings of Mousy Lawrence and Myron Cohn and Mickey Katz and so forth. And then it's also telling a few jokes. And speaking of jokes, there seems to be a consensus that we should have humor, more humor than I've had in the past. And Simcha, I hear you, and we're going to get to it. That's for sure. Let's start out with a Yiddish selection of Jan Pierce. And this is a classic, Mamala, Jan Pierce.
Mit Liebschaft will ich riefen dich, Mamele, beugen mich, schwach dein Hand, a golden Haar zu sie und jedes Kind versteh. Ich gedenk, wie die Flexen mich beruhigen, a Kind von 3 Uhr bläus, ich darf dir sehen, wie die Flex mir setzen, da musst du auf dein Scheuß. Mittag ich, ob gewisch, jeden Dreher weiß dein Kopf, wie Schnee, wo's fällt. Gott, wie ist die Bank, wo's diebels Gräu und Nacht. Mamele, Mamele, sei gebenscht fin Gott, Mamele. Mamele, mit liebscher Welle riefen dir, Mamele, heut mit schwach dein Hand, a golden Herz aus dir und jedes Kind verstehst. Ich gedenk, wie die Flecken mich beruhigen, a Kind von 3 Uhr bläus, ich darf dir sehen. Wie die Flecken mich setzen, da musst du auf dein Scheuß, mit a Kisch, ob Gewicht, jeden Träger weiß dein Dach, wie schnell muss fällt. Gott, wie ist die Bank, wo's Diebers Grauen hat? Mamele, Mamele, sei gewünscht für'n Gott, Mamele.
The wonderful voice of Jan Pierce with Mamele. Okay, some of you are familiar with Safon. I admit that I'm very fond of them. Safon was a group, I guess, out of New Jersey, out of Boston, in the late 70s and the early 80s. And from their album Bittersweet, they had a selection called Yamit. And it's kind of appropriate to play it at this point because, well, I wish they were still together because now they have to do one about Gush Katif. you know, I'm laughing, it's sad, I'm crying. There were those who were kicked out of Yamit and they went to Gush Katif to form their new lives. And then they were kicked out unceremoniously by the Israeli government with the hope that by giving land, there might be some peace. And what did they get? 10,000, 20,000 rockets into Sderot and other areas of Israel proper. And, you know, it's interesting. Those rockets never made the news. The Israelis should have been screaming and yelling before the UN because when they went in to finally quiet them, the whole world was shocked. What's just a few rockets? Just a few rockets, I don't know, 10 or 20,000 rockets. The intent was, though, to kill. And what people seem to forget, I can't believe there was someone who I was arguing with about the situation. They said, well, but they didn't kill anyone. So I guess a few Jews have to die in order for there to be some justification that they go in and put an end to these murderous terrorist acts. Anyway, let's go back to 1983 and hear Safam's touching song about Yamit. And as I said, perhaps we can get them together again to do another song about Gush Katif. Wow, that is absolutely the wrong album. Where did we come up with that? Jewish nostalgia? No. I know what the problem was. Okay, let's go to Yamit at this point. Bear with me. Safam, here we are. We're coming up with that. That was certainly not, forgive me, that was not Yamit. Here is Yamit. Thank you.
meet, the sun is setting and the shadows start to grow. The soldiers come, we are not ready. We never thought we'd have to go. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Across these sands did our forefathers walk along for 40 years to reach the land that they were promised. They filled the desert with their tears. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. A boy of 10 just sits and cries, his birthplace struck before his eyes, his father speaks of sacrifice. His sister sitting in the sand, she is too young to understand. She asks her mother, can we ever go back again? Can we ever go back again? In Yamit, there is a schoolyard where the children used to play. The pavement cracks, the buildings crumble, and soon the sand will have its way. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. And now the desert people scatter and leave you silent as before. A thousand years, what will it matter? Only the sign I will endure. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit.
Oh, that's Safam, and we certainly pray that peace will come one day, but it ain't going to happen by just giving land to people who are dedicated to your destruction. And they tell you every day that Israel doesn't exist, the Jews have no right to the country, and yet there are outside forces which would say, oh, just give them land and give peace a chance. But we know what will happen, don't we? What really, really bothers me is that any thinking person can believe that the creation of a, God forbid, a Palestinian state would be anything other than a terrorist state. The world does not need another Arab terrorist state. And we know Palestine, God forbid, if it's ever formed, it will be Hamas, Hezbollah, whatever, dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Anyway, they can have all the platitudes that they want and talk about peace, but we know what's in the heart of these people, their hate for the Jewish people, and not just for the Jewish people, for America. You know, they're the little Satan, that's what Israel is, and we in America are the big Satan. One day we'll finally realize what the real situation is. Okay, let's go back to Safam, 1983, and this is a classic, I'll Call Ayla.
Al harevash ve al haoketz, al hamar ve hamatok, al bitenu hatinoket shmoreli hato. Al haesh amivoeret, al hamayim azakim, al haish hashav habayta min hamerchakim. Al kol ele, al kol ele, shmor na li eli hatov. Al hadevash ve al haoketz, al hamar ve hamatov. Like the bee that brings the honey needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet, and to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planted. May our efforts never cease. Let our dearest wish be granted. Bring us peace, oh bring us peace. For the sake of
Safon, they were so good. We'll have to play more of them. I really, really enjoyed Safon. Well, yes, we really pray for peace. If there was ever a people that wanted peace, there is no people that wanted peace more, want peace more than the Jewish people. And it's so sad that we get accused of so many things that are twisted by the press. It's depressing. It really is depressing. Yes. Well, let's change to comedy. One of the things that I realized in doing my comedy presentation Saturday night and Sunday morning just past is that there is a generation gap in terms of humor. Yeah, if you're under 50, under 40, I mean, you never even heard of Alan Sherman or Hello Mother, Hello Father. You never heard of Joe and Paul and, they're singing about the Lower East Side. Betty Walker, Myron Cohen, Mickey Katz, Mousy Lawrence. It's a different generation. I think I'm going to, well, I don't know whether to write off the younger generation, but their sense of humor is certainly not with our generation. When I say our generation, I'm speaking to quite a few of us. For instance, here's something that's so classic. We're going to hear the Bar Mitzvah, and let's see how the generations view this.
White House.
What do you want?
I'd like to discuss with you a spiritual adventure.
Oh, your mother is coming to dinner.
Darling, come on. It's time that we discuss plans for our son Joey's bar mitzvah.
No, I will have a dinner with a three-piece band in my cousin Louis Bowen for $5-6 a couple. We'll invite a couple of couples. But please, let's not make a big deal out of this.
Certainly we would not make a big deal. Particularly not like the big deal your partner Sid is making out of his Freddy's bar mitzvah.
What is Sid doing behind my back?
Oh, it's not so much really. It's taking the grand ballroom at the Estelle. $50 a couple. Lawrence Wilkes Orchestra. In just the immediate family. 1,500 couples.
How pushy can you get? Big man, gotta prove to the world he made money. Big production with him in his Astor ballroom with that Lawrence Welk in his noisy bubbles. $50 a couple. Shameful! We'll do it bigger!
What'll we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a bar mitzvah consultant.
Yes, Mr. Leibowitz, I understand your problem. Now, what is your budget for this bar mitzvah?
Pick a number.
Oh, I see. One of those. All right. For $150,000, we can get the Radio City Music Hall for the evening. For the affair and show?
I've seen that show.
All righty. For $200,000, we can deliver the New York Hilton Hotel. 50 floors, each guest with their own suite. After dinner, 200 limousines will drive your party to the United Nations, where your son will make his bar mitzvah speech before the General Assembly.
That's not bad. But it's missing something. I got a feeling it's been done.
Well, there's one other suggestion, but it's unbelievably expensive.
Now you're talking.
1,000 guests. You fly them all to Africa for a bar mitzvah safari.
Welcome to Africa, Mr. Leibowitz. We trust that you and your 1,000 guests will have a wonderful affair here. Let me introduce myself. I am known in these parts as Bwana Finkelstein. White Hunter.
Listen, Bwana. It's a nice jungle you have here.
But we like it.
Have you got everything I ordered?
Oh, yes, sir. 250 elephants painted in your bar mitzvah color scheme. Blue and white. 300 native bearers who will carry Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. We have arranged for the jungle dance tonight. We'll be doing the Watusi with 5,000 real Watusis.
Lovely, lovely. Everything I wanted for my Joey's bar mitzvah. That'll show my partner with his crummy ass the ballroom. When Leibowitz does something, it's an original. Now let's get underway. Buona gung ho.
Oh, Gunda, are we ready?
Buona, buona, ungo, wonga, tunga.
What is it? What's holding us up?
He says we'll be delayed a few minutes.
Why?
There are two other bar mitzvah safaris ahead of us.
Okay. When Leibowitz does something, it's an original. That was Betty Walker, of course. She was just terrific. Okay, coming up. And we're going to hear two selections of Naftuli Brandwine. The album is called King of the Klezmer Clarinet. Of course, you had Taras and others, and Weidner, of course. But Brandwine was born in 1889. He died in 1963 at the age of 74. Henry Sapoznik did a very, very lengthy biography of Brandywine. Brandywine's father was a musician, and he was a Botkin, had 13 children, almost all of them played some instrument, and there was quite a competition, apparently, between Brandywine and Dave Tarras. Let's hear the first selection, A Horror mit Sybilis. This was recorded in April of 1925, and Naftali Brandywine. I didn't get the horror part of that, but I guess they danced the slow horror. Levin Zol Palestina, Long Live Palestine, also from April of 1925. And, you know, it's interesting that, I mean, they're talking about Palestine in 1925. There were no Arabs there. It was a Jewish country. And, you know, they claim that the Jews were just there from the Holocaust. I just find the title very interesting. So let's hear Levin Zol Palestine, Naftali Brandywine. I'm Brandwine, and that was Palestina, Long Live Palestine. Yay! Now, in the interview last week, we learned that Salzman composed so many selections with which we are familiar, and we're going to do a program featuring his many compositions, but let's hear the Moscow Jewish Choir with a Salzman composition, Kadoshenu B'Mitzvotecha. I'm going to play a few from the Moscow Jewish Choir. This is from 1994, that's 19, almost 20 years ago. The choir director, conductor and artistic director was Misha Toretsky. So let's start off with Kadoshenu, and I'm sure you'll recognize the tune immediately.
Bam 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 b Israel, Nekadesh Shemecha. Yum, bum, 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 bum.
Almost 20 years ago, there was the Moscow Jewish Choir, and where is the New York Jewish Choir? Yes, okay, look, we do have Yitzchak Haimov and his wonderful Hampton Choir, but why can't we get it? I'm going to work on that someday, or maybe even the Teaneck Community Choir. Full of surprises, huh? Okay, let's hear the Moscow Jewish Choir again, and this is Yismichu. Yismichu. A Zilbert's composition, Yismichu. We'll go to a Naumburg composition. Of course, you're certainly familiar with this Se'u Sha'orim. Se'u Sha'orim.
Oh, it's losing my life.
I love choirs. I really do. One more selection. This is another Zilbert's composition. This is Havdalah, famous selection. Famous.
Hinel yeshosi eftach velo efot ki yosim ezim rasio adoy shemai hirisho
Moscow Jewish Choir. Okay, we may hear from them later during the second hour. But a couple of selections to go. Let's hear from Yidel. This is an album of about 5 years ago. The first piece will be Anna Bechoach, Yidel. ¶¶
Yericho yach gdulas yemincho Tatir tziruro, tatir tziruro Kabel rinas binas amcho Sagveinu tareinu no yiro Ono becho yach gdulas yemincho Tati tziruro, tati tziruro Kabel rinas, rinas amecho Tzagveinu tareinu noido O giboy ledor sheyichudcho Gibovas, gibovas shomerei Yoyoyoy borchei im tarei v'rachamei Tzidikos ho tomin domelei Noh noh giboy dushay yichudcho Kivovas kivovas shomerei Yoyoyoy borchei im tarei v'rachamei Tzidikos ho tomid gomelei Tati tziruro, tati tziruro Kaveri inas, inas amcho Tzagveinu tareinu noiro Ono bechoya, gdulas yemincho Tati tziruro, tati tziruro Kaveri inas, inas amcho Tzagveinu tareinu noiro No, 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 giboy ledoshe yichudcho Kevovat, kevovat shomerei Oy, 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 borechei yitarei Verachamei tzidikos ho tomid gomelei No, 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 giboy ledoshe yichudcho
selection of Yidl. This will be Min HaMetzar. Min HaMetzar.
krasi ko ono niba mechav ko min hameitar krasi ko ono niba mechav ko min hameitar krasi ko ani va me khafto min hamay tsar khodosi to ani va me khafto min hamay tsar yo 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 min hamay tsar yo 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 min hamay tsar khodosi ko min hamay tsar yo 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 min hamay tsar yo 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 min hamay tsar koro wasi ko no ni ba me khapko min hamay tsar korosi o o o ono ni ba mer khav ko min hamay tsar korosi o o o ono ni ba mer khav ko min hamay tsar Meitzar korosi ko ono ni ba merchav ko min hameitzar oy 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 min hameitzar oy 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 min hameitzar korosi
Well, this brings to close the first hour of show number 185, January 28th. Wow, February is around the corner already. Super Bowl next week. Okay, who cares? Anyway, thanks for joining with me, and stay tuned for the second hour, which is strictly Chazanut. You know that you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Sal, I missed you, but we'll come back again. Sal, wishing you a refuah shlema. And, okay, come back in a few minutes for the second hour of Chazanus. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Thank you for joining with me. Again, I always appreciate your feedback, CBJ Music. And we have something new on the website, the Schmooze. Yeah, we tried the forum, but we had 50,000 spams. It was uncontrollable. Anyway, we'll see whether the Schmooze works any better. Anyway, thanks again for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.